Last fall, 16-year-old Joffrey Story hiked the 180-kilometer Sunshine Coast Trail alone. Now, the grade 11 student is looking for something a little bit more challenging, and with hopefully fewer wasps. The Shadaluk Secondary School and Sunshine Coast Alternative School student is preparing to do the 4,265-kilometer Pacific Crest Trail, from Campo on the California-Mexico border to Manning Park, by himself this summer. I just kind of like the simple life and I like nature. It's nice to be out there, to follow my own rules, do my own thing, he said. Joffrey plans to start the trail in May and hopefully end in early September. For his studies, he is doing extra work at classes to get them done, and then, with school permission, missing the end of term. But there is high school credit in trekking half the length of the continent. PE class is covered, as is his capstone year-end project. In the lead-up to May, there is quite a lot of preparation. Joffrey is planning out packages and extra gear to send to resupply spots along the trail. He's also collecting sponsorships, including Trail Bay Source for sports, Durston Gear, Zolio and Mountain Hardware. He's also been training, which he didn't do for the Sunshine Coast Trail, working on strengthening his back, hips and knees and doing trail hiking, particularly at night. I'm more of a night hiker than a day hiker, said Joffrey. It's cooler, it's nicer, there's not as many interruptions. In the desert it'll be nice, but in the Sierras, I won't do it, he said. However, he also intends to hike during the day more to see the views. Joffrey's parents are experiencing bittersweet emotions as the hike approaches, said mother Erin Story. The next few weeks are going to be very busy preparing and testing the gear, dehydrating foods, planning the resupplies, discussing the what-if scenarios, feeding him lots, and getting in as many good chats and hugs as possible. While there's lingering uncertainty about sending their teenager on such an adventure with uncertainties and unknown challenges, Erin says that Joffrey was made for a hike like this. Ever since he was a little kid, Joffrey's loved being out in the wild. He's got huge stamina, he's fiercely independent, strong-willed, and brave, all of the qualities he'll need to be successful on this trek. Joffrey comes by his favorite pastime honestly. He did his first backpacking trip at 7 years old, to his namesake, Joffrey Lakes Park. We're mostly just bursting with pride, watching him embrace this adventure and his life with passion and determination. Asked how he thinks his parents are feeling about the trek, Joffrey said, I think they're a little worried, but I have a GPS tracker, so I'll stop and ping him every few hours. He did the same on the Sunshine Coast Trail. I'm just excited to be out there, meet new people, have a good experience, said Joffrey, reflecting on what he's looking forward to. Get stronger, see the views, finish the trail, to be honest with you. Asked what he's anxious about, Joffrey said, water in the desert. I would have said getting lost, but I got a really good mapping system on my phone. Coasters will be able to follow Joffrey's progress on the Far Out app, where his username is Joffrey Story, as well as on Instagram, @Joffrowen.